Even with an increase in after-school programs, more than 14 million American children are on their own after school. That's the finding in a study called America After 3. Boston-based Lesley University is now at the forefront of an effort to boost the qualifications of those who take care of kids when they're not in school. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, Susan Kaplan reports.
About 80 children swarm the cafeteria at the end of the day at Irving Middle School, a Boston public school in Roslindale. What looks like bedlam quickly turns to organized chaos as snack is passed out. Juice and kudos bars in hand, the children in small groups of about 12 are led to classrooms for a math lesson about means and averages to use on today's field trip to go candlepin bowling. It's an after-school program called Citizen Schools. Many of the staff, like Max Fripp, are in a new master's program at Lesley in out-of-school time. Fripp says even though he has to explain to most people why he's chosen a graduate degree as an after-school educator, he says it's worth it to be part of what he thinks of as a new movement in education reform.
Hopefully the master's, one, professionalizes the field, but also allows me to be one of the kind of leaders in making the field really live up to its potential.
To accomplish the lofty goal of upgrading the after-school workforce, Lesley University turned to an already established after-school provider, Citizen Schools. William Dandridge, the vice president of urban initiatives at Lesley, says the collaboration gives the graduate students real-time experience. But Dandridge acknowledges it may be an uphill battle when it comes to finding money for those with graduate degrees.
We need to get off the rhetoric and be willing to invest. And it's not talking about a great deal of money, but how do you create a living wage so that people who are committed to those areas can make a reasonable living?
Not likely, says Ellen Gannett. Gannett co-directs the National Institute on Out-of-School Time, based at Wellesley College.
The fact of the matter is, to professionalize a field where the turnover rate here in Boston is something up to about 50% per year, where the average wage, you know, starts at about $8, $9, $10 an hour, where benefits are practically non-existent, and other than a few select wonderful courses at master's level, very little on-the-ground training.
Gannett says the Citizen Schools Lesley University collaboration is a terrific beginning. Citizen Schools co-director Eric Schwartz says it's just not possible to expect teachers in a 6-hour day, 180 days a year, to meet the needs of the 21st century workforce and constant demands from the public and politicians for academic improvement. He says what's missing is thinking seriously about education reform outside of the school walls. He says that's exactly what the first students to graduate this spring with a master's in out-of-school time will bring to the table.
To lead a movement around great out-of-school learning and take kids, have them work with citizens, have them work with talented educators, and have them do wonderful work in the out-of-school hours, become heroes in their communities, and build skills after the final school bell rings.
Schwartz says it's time for the rich tradition of 4-H clubs and YMCAs to be reinvented and for after school to become more than just an afterthought. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan.